Question: should people who refuse to be vaccinated against the coronavirus be somehow made to pay for that choice? Choices have consequences. Medical ethicist Art Kaplan reminds us of that in his recent article for Barron's.com, co-written with vaccine law expert Dorit Rice, titled "Vaccine Mandates Aren't Enough: Make the Unvaccinated Liable for Any Harms." Art Kaplan is founding head of the New York University School of Medicine's Division of Medical Ethics. He joins us by Skype. Professor Kaplan, Art, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Robin.
And to be clear, this isn't about punishing someone for not taking the vaccine. Remind us how you approach moral problems like this one as an ethicist.
In many ways, the entire fight about COVID, vaccination, masking has been an ethics battle. And what we keep hearing again and again is, it's my body, my choice. I am free to do what I want, which basically is the moral framework of the unvaccinated. I'm tired of it. I don't think it's appropriate. The role of the ethicist is to say, look, what should be moral thinking here? And I think moral thinking should be, first and foremost, how do I protect the vulnerable who might die from COVID? Secondly, what can I do that benefits the community, not just a selfish individual who's trying to basically do what they want in the middle of a plague? And the third is to point out, yes, there is liberty. And yes, you have choices, but they come with consequences. You have to have responsibilities and you have duties when you make choices. We're not living in some situation where anybody can do anything they wish.
Well, and let's talk about that because, some of us are reminded when seatbelts were made mandatory. Remember, there were people who swore they would never wear these things. It wasn't just, again, some punitive thing. It was what? To bring down health costs for everybody.
I think it was to protect the vulnerable. I think we also had a notion that we could reduce healthcare costs by stopping somewhat the mayhem on the highways. But the intrusion is relatively minor. Benefits are huge, both to the individual and to others. That's how I think about vaccines. I'm not going to come in and strap you down to get vaccinated. But if you won't vaccinate, I think I should restrict your freedom to go where you want. I'm a big proponent of vaccine passports, having to show that you've been vaccinated to get to a restaurant, a concert, a sporting event. And then if you won't do it and you're causing healthcare costs to explode because many people who won't do it wind up in ICUs, then charge a bigger premium. You're going to pay a financial penalty if you won't drive down healthcare costs.
Oh, I was going to ask about that because we had been thinking, well, why not just raise the insurance rates of people who refuse to get vaccinated, the same way you'd raise the insurance rates of somebody who's a lousy driver and runs red lights and takes risks and endangers other people.
Absolutely. We do it with smokers. Private insurers charge you a lot more if you smoke. In life and disability insurance, there are all kinds of factors you might engage in that make you unhealthy that they're going to charge you more for. I also think, in addition to, making it cost, realistically, I might even be able to sue you if I could prove that you made somebody sick. It's often the case that we know that someone went into a nursing home, was positive, knew it, infected people, they died. 45 states have laws on the books that say if you know you're HIV positive and you don't tell your partner, you can go to prison.
But isn't this tricky? Because how do you prove that someone infected someone else? We know that someone can infect somebody exhaling while they walk by them.
Well, happily, Robin, there is no shortage in America of lawyers. And they love to get involved in exactly this kind of proof. They do it with car accidents. They do it with slip and falls. Who's responsible? Did you mop the floor and put up the right sign? Was it visible? They do it if somebody doesn't shovel the snow out of their walk and you fall down. My point being, you can't always establish it. I know that. But sometimes you can. Sometimes it's very clear epidemiologically who went where, who was sitting next to whom. No one else could have been the source. And I don't think it would take too many of those cases, particularly if you showed a death, to get people alert to the idea that, again, a non-vaccination choice has very real consequences.
A couple quick questions, kind of a lightning round. Is there such a thing as, you know, let's say a class action suit against people who are not vaccinated because they are delaying the winding down of the pandemic?
Well, I think it's an interesting idea. I have thought about it. Look, if I can't go to work and I can't get to school because it's closed, and there's a group of identifiable people who continue to not vaccinate, say teachers or first responders, and I know that they caused a bunch of harm. I can't individually say who, but yeah, I can imagine bringing a class action suit saying, you knew you were dealing with vulnerable people. You knew you were dealing with people, particularly children, who couldn't be vaccinated, and you didn't do it. Well, we're going to call you to account. Again, I'm tired of hearing just about the rights of the unvaccinated. What I want to hear about is, what are the rights of those who do the right thing to not lose access to jobs, recreation, and schools? So that becomes a class action framework.
Well, and again, because we know that the unvaccinated are not just spreading the illness, they're giving the virus kind of incubators in which it can get more virulent and cause more variants. But I'm wondering, these people who genuinely believed, the people like a Tucker Carlson or a Laura Ingraham, is there an avenue for a lawsuit there, the spreading of disinformation?
Tough to do, given our love of free speech. I think we've got to call them out and really start to come down harder on them for what they're doing. Lawsuits, probably less so.
And just briefly, Art Kaplan, we feel we should mention, you lost your own mom to COVID-19 at the beginning of the pandemic, before vaccines. How much would you have given for a vaccine?
Oh, I would absolutely pay a huge price. My mom was old, 95, but vibrant, enjoying her life. She didn't have to die of that disease. I occasionally hear some economists and conservatives write off the elderly and saying, well, they're dying, but they're old anyway. I find that morally atrocious. I think my mom, were she to come back, would say, in a nursing home, if you're not vaccinated, you shouldn't be working there.
That's NYU medical ethicist Art Kaplan. Art, thank you as always.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.